Just got back to Budapest, sunny Budapest. It's warm. It's on the threshold of a spring day. Not quite a spring day, but on the threshold of a spring day. And I just had some nice prasadam, and now I just looked at the news on the internet. The title is "Huge Blast in Japan Nuclear Plant." I'm sure devotees have heard about the earthquake and tsunami in North Japan, which is real disaster. It was an amazing phenomena. It was an 8.9 earthquake, which I think in Japan was the biggest earthquake in the last 100 years, and it's the biggest earthquake on, or the eighth biggest earthquake on record on the planet. And that immediately, aside from having its own effects, that immediately caused a tsunami with 7 to 10 meter tall waves. There was this one video that I saw on BBC where from an airplane, they were just showing how the tsunami just came in, and it was like some kind of special effects movie or something in a dream. You saw these, you know, Japan is everything very orderly and structured, and these houses, and it was actually agricultural land. It seems like they had a lot of greenhouses, these plastic greenhouses, and cars on the road, and all of a sudden this water came and just started pushing the cars, the houses, just the houses were, and just the greenhouses disappeared, and not disappeared, it was just pushing it all forward in this huge mass. I think up to now, one entire train full of people have disappeared, train and all. They haven't found it, where it is. And it just kept going and going and collecting. When they went up to the, as far as this airport, this international airport, where just you see that on the runway, there's just all these abandoned, all these cars, airplanes, garbage, broken up houses. It's amazing. It was amazing. It's not just the cars and houses, but it means that people's lives, existence, everything is just like washed away just like that. And yet at the same time, tiny little people, they foolishly think that they're going to actually control nature. Here the earth shrugs, there's a book called Atlas Shrugs. So here, Atlas shrugs, and immediately the third most economically powerful country in the world is in a turmoil. Factories are turned down, a third of their electricity is down. Now they're worried about, from what I can see here, huge blast at Japan nuclear plant. They're worried about a meltdown. Meltdown means that the radioactive rods may be uncontrollably free into the atmosphere, and that has all kinds of other implications. And it's all just one wave. So just imagine what would happen if nature really wanted to retaliate. And Srila Prabhupada said on several occasions that nature will just not tolerate. You can't keep contravening the laws of the Lord, Krishna's order, without expecting some kind of reaction. And the reaction comes. And so here's a reaction. Usually we're accustomed to things happening in Indonesia or somewhere with poor people, but here this is not poor, these are wealthy people, this is a wealthy country, same as it happened in Christchurch, where half of the downtown of a 500,000 population city was more or less destroyed, and so many people also died. So we need to be aware of that, and of course, as Vaishnavas we are, and we need to preach that and inform others. It was very interesting that as the commentary was going on between the commentator and some seismologist, then she was asking, well, can you explain, is there any link why this just happened in New Zealand, and it happened in Chile, and it happened in China, and it's now happening here in Japan? Why all of a sudden all of these earthquakes? As well, we can't say. So, of course, materialistic people look for a materialistic answer, a materialistic solution. For us, the solution goes a little more deeper than that, or the problem goes a little more deeper. And the problem goes deeper is that there are natural forces at work where undesirable things happen as a result of undesirable activity. Sinful activity has sinful reaction. And this type of collective reaction comes as a result of both individual and collective sinful activity. And we can see how capable the material nature is, if she wants, of just causing complete chaos. We're just like little minnows. It was like, to see it, it was really very telling. As I said, it was like some kind of movie. You could just see how insignificant these people are who are saying that they're going to control nature. One wave and just wash away half of a whole country. And they're talking about controlling nature. It's really the height of arrogance. So the conclusion, at least, that we like to pass on to others is don't mess around with material nature. In Hungary, they have a very good term, but you can't translate it because it doesn't sound right. But anyway, that's what I think. Don't mess around with material nature, because the reaction can be devastating. Hare Krishna.